Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 7th, 2006. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. Three big conference games filled the slate on September 30, with Washington and Jefferson taking the week off. Both Teal and Waynesburg improved to 2-0 in conference play with league wins. The defending PAC champion Tomcats broke out of their offensive slump by rolling to a 49-7 win at Bethany. Teal tailback Dan Hess rushed for 121 yards and a pair of touchdowns, en route to PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition. Waynesburg also posted its second league win, as the Yellow Jackets converted a pair of early Thomas Moore turnovers into scores, then held on for a 23-16 win. PAC Defensive Player of the Week honors went to Waynesburg defensive end Mike Zerwine, who posted 8 tackles, including 3 for losses, along with a sack and a key fumble recovery. The game of the week took place in Grove City, where the homestanding Wolverines posted their first win of the season and first victory over Westminster since the 1979 campaign in a 21-20 final. Freshman quarterback Andrew DiDonato threw for a pair of scores and rushed for another in the win, while punter Henry Johnson placed all 4 of his punts inside the Titan 20-yard line, en route to PAC Special Teams Player of the Week laurels. Veteran Wolverine head coach Chris Smith talks about why the victory was so special for the program.
Well, it was a very good win for many reasons. One, we needed a win, and that was something we could not put off any longer. And secondly, we were able to beat Westminster, a longtime rival of Grove City, and a game that had a lot of meaning to our alumni especially. It had a lot of meaning to our players today, because just to win and to beat them. But to the alumni, beating Westminster is a special, and the emails and letters and phone calls I've received bear that out.
Three league matchups again take center stage on October 7, with Waynesburg taking the weekend off. The game PAC fans have been looking forward to since last season headlines the slate, as 2005 NCAA playoff teams Teal and Washington and Jefferson do battle at Alumni Stadium in Greenville beginning at 1:30 p.m. Last season, the Tomcats pulled out a thrilling 38-35 overtime win over the Presidents in Washington, en route to their first conference football title since 1972. It would be the only loss of the regular season for W&J, which joined Teal in the NCAA field to give the PAC 2 playoff teams for the first time in the 50-year history of the conference. While his team was able to bounce back from the loss with a run to the playoffs last year, Washington and Jefferson head coach Mike Sirianni knows his players have been looking forward to a rematch with the Tomcats ever since their last meeting.
You know, I think we were disappointed that we didn't win our playoff game last year and had a chance to play them again last season. But that's a different team. So obviously, you know, they're the conference champs. Jack's done a great job with that program. People can't even believe what he's done with that program, bringing it to where the level it's at. So, you know, and that's a challenge for us too. And I think that's why our kids have circled today, just because, you know, they know this is the best program that we play all year. And they want to be challenged, and, you know, it doesn't hurt that they beat us at our homecoming last year.
Both teams return their leading rushers from a year ago in W&J's Ryan Mendel and Teal's Steve Minton. Both squads also have new quarterbacks, with sophomore Bobby Swallow taking the reins for the Presidents and senior Billy Blankenship stepping behind center for the Tomcats. While many of the faces may have changed since last year, Teal head coach Jack Liepheimer expects another classic this weekend.
You know, they're a good football team, heck of a size up front in their offense. I think they're averaging 6'1" and 277 across the board. But they've got a lot of new faces. But in all good programs, just because you have new faces doesn't mean you're not ready to go. You know, they reload as opposed to rebuild. But we're looking forward to the challenge. We've been watching them on tape for the last 2 days and putting together some things. I think we're going to be ready.
In other action, Grove City will look to build on last week's win by traveling to Bethany, West Virginia for a 2 p.m. matchup with the Bison. The Wolverines have won 9 straight games in the series, including a 21-12 win a year ago. Finally, both Thomas Moore and Westminster will look to reverse their recent fortunes when they meet at Bury Stadium in New Wilmington, PA at 1:30 p.m. The teams were knotted at 3-3 in a defensive struggle last season when the Saints put the game away with a pair of late scores and a 17-3 victory. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.